day from me, André Viljoen, bringing you this week's Gateway News God Stories of Africa, a look at some of the stories we published in the past week. Lord, won't you give us 100 gardens? No, wait, Lord, won't you give us 1,000 gardens? Actually, Lord, won't you give us 1,000,000 gardens? That's the gist of a request to God made by Grant Dryden of Farming God's Way as he stood in a beautiful model vegetable garden on the 4th of May last year, calling out to the Lord on behalf of poor families struggling to put food on the table as a result of coronavirus lockdown restrictions. Over the past 17 years, as God, the first and greatest farmer, has revealed agricultural wisdom to Farming God's Way, they have seen breakthroughs all over Africa and other parts of the world in producing food, fighting poverty, and discipling communities. But Grant told Gateway News that on that day, last May, as he called out on the Lord, he knew they needed fresh wisdom, a new breakthrough from heaven. And from that encounter with the Master Farmer was birthed a vision called Gardens of Faithfulness to plant 1,000,000 unique small vegetable gardens in South Africa to break poverty in the nation. Grant says the gardens are just 1 meter by 2 meter in size, yet they incorporate the key farming principles that God has revealed to Farming God's Way, and importantly, they are feasible for poor people to undertake, to expand over time, and even to turn into profitable businesses. What's more, he says, the campaign provides a powerful and doable opportunity for churches, groups, and individuals to make a difference. In the last few months since the project was launched, thousands of these gardens have already been planted all over the country and interest is growing, he said. Our report has more details and information on how to be part of this visionary plan to plant 1,000,000 gardens of faithfulness. 5 years ago, OM's latest ministry ship, Logos Hope, made her maiden voyage to South Africa. Despite the global pandemic, she is still visiting ports around the world to share knowledge, hope, and help. On Thursday, the 19th of February, OM Ships Ministry celebrated 50 years of service at sea. OM founder George Verver recalls how people thought he had lost his marbles when he suggested they buy a ship to increase their global reach. Now, 5 decades on and 4 ships later, he says at least 100 million people worldwide have come in contact with the gospel as a result of this floating ministry. In another of this week's stories, Gateway News reporter Nezizwa Kanju pays tribute to pioneering African-American actress Cicely Tyson, who was buried on Tuesday, February the 16th in New York. Multi-award-winning Tyson died recently at the age of 96, just 2 days before her autobiography, Just As I Am, was released. This matriarch of screen and stage will be remembered for her talent, her activism, and her lifelong love of God, writes Nezizwa. This week we also publish episode 6 of Julita Cook's series, Jesus Take the Wheel, about her amazing God adventures during a road trip around South Africa. This week's episode provides an interesting perspective on recent heavy rains in parts of the nation. Other headlines this week include Testimony from Riots to Revival, Joshua Lindquist. Testimony, The Power of Worship in Dark Times, Sean Foyt. And Waymaker composer Sinach releases new album. You can read all these stories and more on our website at gatewaynews.co.za or in our weekly newsletter. or on Facebook at Gateway News Page and on Twitter at Gateway News ZA. God bless you abundantly until we meet again in next week's Gateway News God Stories of Africa.